Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.
NSU West Plains Grizzlies hit the hardwood tonight in a Region 16 matchup against the Three Rivers Raiders. And we welcome you to our broadcast here at the Joe Paul Evans Arena. Ricky Smith takes care of our live stream, and Curtis Blue to my immediate right. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Dylan Groves is in the studio. The Grizzlies and the Raiders are both coming off just heart-breaking losses. The Grizzlies by 164-63 in their last game against State Fair on Saturday night. And then, same night, the Raiders end up losing their game to Mineral Area by one in overtime. So both these teams are really coming off hard losses. Three Rivers is 12-8 on the year. The Grizzlies are 9-12. And we won't have Jared Fade, it looks like, tonight on the bench. Really, as you get kicked out of a game, if you're a player and you end up getting kicked out of the game, then you miss the next game. And I'm assuming that's the rule application in our particular case here tonight. So, Curtis, it gets hot and heavy now. It's region games. This will be the second time we've seen these guys. We played them on January the 11th, lost 77-56, and you're going to see you're going to see the biggest team in Region 16 here.
For sure, and we're right in the midst of Region 16 play, so it's only going to get tougher from here.
A timeout. We'll be back with the starters in 2 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Dodge Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, Kids Craft Days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
It's the Raiders and the Grizzlies. They've been great rivals since the Grizzlies program started back in the early 90s and are to this day. It's probably not as good as it used to be, but what is? Starters for Three Rivers. Matt Hampton at a guard, 6'4 freshman from Frisco, Texas. Mariel Malik, a 6'6 sophomore from South Sudan. He's a good player. Demetrius White, they call him Michi. He is a 6-foot guard from Louisville, Kentucky. Also in the starting lineup, Siku Diagaraga, a 6'11 freshman from Bamako, Mali. And Ali Orolkin, who is a 6'8 freshman from Istanbul, Turkey. Robert Kirby's the head coach of the Three Rivers Raiders. Starting lineup for the Grizzlies. We'll go with Ryan Richardson, 6'3 sophomore from a 6'5 sophomore from Hollywood, Florida. Za'Darius Glass, the 6'1 freshman from West Monroe, Louisiana. Urji Hunami, 6'4 sophomore from Winthrop, Ontario. Blaine Harris from Cape Girardeau, 6'5 freshman. And Lionel Kamwimba, a 6'8 sophomore from Democratic Republic of Congo. Jared Fay, the head coach. But he will not be coaching tonight. He's going to have to sit a game out. And so the coaching chores will be somewhat, I'm sure, by committee. Walt Belcher on the Grizzly sideline, one of the assistants for the Grizzlies, and also on the coaching staff assistant, of course, is Michael Poindexter and Joe Green. And that rounds out the coaching staff. And again, Jared having to sit out tonight. It's always good to get off to a good start. We'll see if the Grizzlies can do that here tonight. Diagaraga will jump center at 6'10 against 6'8 Lionel Kamwimba. Raiders in the black, Grizzlies in the white, as it should be. Tip one by the Grizzlies and Urji Hanami, and here we go. Ali Aralkin at 6'8, guarding 6'5 Ryan Richardson. Za'Darius Glass, left side, back to the point. Sean dribbles over to the left. Baseline cut off, wraparound pass out on the wing. Sean Glass with 8 on the shot clock. Pulls up, shoots a long 3 ball off the lip of the rim, goes to the far corner, chased down by Hampton. Here they come back on the run, all the way to the hole, puts it up, and good.
What a take there by Hampton. Good take on the fast break to get a bucket and a tough shot as well.
Coming in on the left side, reach back with the right hand and put it off the glass. 2-0 score. Sean Glass on the left wing, open 3 for Richardson. No good. Ball will go long out to Sean Glass and reset the offense. Urji Hanami at the point, left wing, up fake by Harris. Nearly lost it, got it back, got it to Urji. Puts it on the floor, drives to the baseline. Back out to the point. Richardson with 3 on the shot clock. Fakes, shoots, board, good! For 2.
What a shot by Richardson to bank it in, and then we're going to need some shots like that to fall for us, unlike they have in the other few games.
In that last game, neither State Fair or Grizzlies shot the ball very well at all, but free throws made the difference. Alexander on the right side. He'll step through, right-hand reverse layup, no good, partially blocked. Picked up by Urji Hanami. Grizzlies trying for their 10th win of the season. Down the right side, give it over to Glass. Off the screen, curls down the middle. 17-foot fall away is good by Sean Glass.
After a bit of a rough start, a turnover or a missed shot and then a bucket, Grizzlies respond pretty well here.
Front court, Aralkin back to Hampton. Now at the right point, Robert Alexander, who has played basketball for the Raiders for about 16 seasons. With all this COVID thing and red shirt and all this. Here's pass down low. They'll post up inside. Diagaraga lost it, kicked it outside, left point, and the shot is no good. And the Grizzlies come back the other way. Malik missed that last shot. Grizzlies on offense up by 2. 17-footer is no good. Tipped in the air by Lionel. He gets it, kicks it outside. Sean Glass with a fresh shot clock. Knocked away from behind, picked up by Hampton all the way. Takes it in, lays it in.
Great job there by Lionel to get a rebound when he was kind of outside. There were multiple guys his height there to get the rebound. Just a sad thing to have a turnover there by Glass.
And Ryan will bring it up the middle of the floor. Richardson crossover to the left wing. Urji wide open, shoots a 3, and it's good.
And we're going to need Urji to do that. I think we're a better team when he's aggressive on offense.
That was Urji Hunami, not Urji Kamwimba. Anyway, well, I heard. 7-4 Grizzly. High post, Aralkin on the right elbow. Kicks it on the right wing to Alexander, looking for the big guy to get open inside, and he can't. Now Alexander, ball fake, goes left, spins back to his right, puts it up on the move off the glass. No good. That was tipped in by Hampton. and it must not have been on the rim, or that would have been goaltending. Hanson's got all six of their points. 7-6 game. Blaine Harris beats Alexander on the dribble. Ryan Richardson goes left, dribbles all the way through, kicks it far corner, blast, three, lip of the rim, no good. Ball is tipped and loose, picked up by Alexander for Three Rivers. Up the right side, curls down the middle, pull up, free throw jumper, straight on, no good. Rebound, Sean Glass. As a guard, he is the most aggressive rebounder we got. Here's a drive by Richardson, no good, but a foul will be called. And the Raiders will be called for the game's first foul. That's going to be on Siku Diagaraga. Timeout on the floor, 15:36 to go, first half. And the Grizzlies lead by one against Three Rivers, 7-6. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than a farm store.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
7-6, 15:36 to go in the first half, and the Grizzlies will be at the free throw line with Ryan Richardson. And I wonder how many free throws he has shot since Saturday. When you go 2-for-11, that kind of preys on your mind. Let's see how he does tonight. Ryan Richardson at the line for the Grizzlies. First try, no good, off the back iron. Something like that gets to be such an enormous pink elephant in your head. Next try, good. Attaboy. One out of two for Ryan. It's 8-6 Grizzlies. Full court pressure. I think that's a pretty good idea here. Up the right side, Malik back to Hampton. Now Alexander at the point. He's from Louisville, Kentucky. They play some basketball that direction of the country. Down the lane, all the way, Hampton dishes underneath. The layup is good by Johan Pouch, who just came to the ball game. He is a 6'10 freshman from Dusseldorf, Germany. Now in the front court, Richardson. Tie game at 8. 5 minutes into it. Michael Poindexter walking the sideline on the Grizzly bench. On the left side, Ergy. Lob over the top, terrible pass. Really bad percentage pass, stolen. Aralkin comes back off the steal. Right point, three. Alexander, no good. Rebound to Richardson. Grizzlies come back. Ryan, 13-footer, fall away, no good. Rebound will be controlled by Aralkin for the Three Rivers Raiders. Tie game at 8, they're looking for the lead. Ori Aralkin will hand it back to Matt Hampton. Hampton at the right point, guarded by Ryan Richardson for the Grizzlies. Hampton dribbles right, 15 on the shot clock, pass left wing. Mariel Malik stole it. Lane Harris goes back the other way. Cut off underneath, kicks it out on the wing. Grizzlies set their offense, trying to regain the lead here. Left corner open. Here's a three, and it's an air ball by Ergy Hanami, picked up by Alexander. Got to stop the ball. No one stopped the ball. Left-hand layup, no good. Rebound is tipped away from Kumwimba, picked up at midcourt by Hampton. At the point, Aralkin open three. Shoots no good. Ball out of bounds off the hands of Sean Glass, and it'll stay with the Raiders. And for the first time tonight, Cole Nichols will check in. He is a 6'2 sophomore from Dexter. That is a pretty short drive. Poplar Bluff. Tie game at 8, 13:34 to go first half. Alexander will throw the ball inbounds. He does in the left corner to Hampton, picked up by Sean Glass. Now he'll get a return handoff, and with 14 on the shot clock. Hampton dribbles in, kicks it over to Pouch, baseline, turns, back outside it goes to Nichols. He'll curl down the middle, be cut off nicely by Ethan Smith, who's in the ball game for the Grizzlies. Malik has to force a three, up, no good. And a foul is called on the shot.
I suppose they're going to call that on Glass. Questionably.
Foul on a desperation three from 5 feet behind the three-point line. That could be termed a bad foul. So, instead of them just kind of giving the ball right back to us, Malik at the line, first free throw, no good. A correct result here would be for him to go for three, but next try is no good. Well, he's 0 for 2. Curtis is doing his text hand gestures here.
Is that what they are?
I don't know. If he misses, they were. Mariel Malik makes the third one. 9-8 Raiders. We'll see what they do here. They're going to go line up in a half-court press. Ethan Smith, keep it in the middle of the floor. Skip pass right corner. Glass got a three look. It's no good. And the rebound to the Raiders. Top of the circle, Hampton, guarded by Hunami. It just seems like it is so much harder for us to score sometimes. Down the lane, far left corner. Whip it around. Nichols, three, left wing, no good. And we'll get a foul call on the Raiders on the rebound. And that's going to be on probably 10. That'd be Mariel Malik. So, JV and Downey in the ball game for the Grizzlies at guard. In the backcourt. Cross-court pass, Ethan Smith. They'll break the 10 count. No double team on him. Put pass left corner. Glass with another three, and that's no good. Weak side rebound pulled off by Robert Alexander. One and done for the Grizzlies. Nichols curls to the middle, stops. Bounce pass over to the baseline. Hampton leans in, shoots, no good. And fight for the rebound. Pouch brought it down to his waist. He'll kick it outside, and he'll have 15 on the shot clock. Hampton backs down to the paint to the right point. Alexander goes right, kick to the right corner. Nichols drives in, leans in, shoots it, and no good. Rebound, Nichols goes up and scores. They're killing us on the glass right now.
They sure are.
Front court Grizzlies with the right elbow up fake. Ertie drives in, lays it up and good. That's a heck of a good fake.
That was a great fake, and I'm glad we changed our offense from a three-point shot to a higher percentage layup.
That thing laying out on the court, I think, is someone's jock strap because Ertie Hunami just put on a fantastic up fake. Man, what a good move. Matt Hampton to the right corner as Richardson falls down. Now Malik will drive in, puts up a left-hand shot. No good. Rebound, Ethan Smith. Grizzlies have it. Javian Downey all the way to the hole. Goes up. No good. Too strong off the backboard. Rebound by Pouch. 11-10 Raiders. They spread the floor down the key. Alexander with a right-hand floater is good. Robert Alexander's first basket, 13-10. Raiders by three. Right side, JV and Downey. Top of the circle, now give it over to Sean Glass. Sean moves it out near the timeline. 10 on the shot clock. Going to the left, bounce pass over. Richardson, now you got 5 on the shot clock. Ryan, step back, shoots a 3-ball. Good!
Tough shot there, but glad it went down for Richardson there to tie the game at 13.
two shot clock beaters here for Ryan. Ties the game at 13 apiece. As we approach the next media timeout, Jonathan White and Riley Whitaker will check in for the Grizzlies. Couch backs down, lost the ball. Ethan Smith took it away from him.
Great job there by Ethan.
Downey, crossover, gets in the lane all the way, lays it up and good. Javian can really get to the basket.
Glad he was able to hang on because he almost lost that ball out of bounds.
15-13, crossover Hampton in the lane to the far left wing. Up for three, Mallett good. He's a good player. Mariel Mallett with four now. 16-15. Up the right sideline of the front court. Ryan Richardson takes it to the left side of the floor. Looks back door, nothing open. So he'll hold on. Double team. Bounce it over to Urji Hanami, guarded by a much bigger Pouch. Goes by him, puts it up high off the glass, no good. Tipped out, though, and it's going to be out of bounds off the Grizzlies. Jalen Heisen will check in for the Grizzlies. And we get the media timeout. 9:13 to go in the first half. It's Three Rivers 16, MSU West Plains 15. Back in a minute on KDY.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
9 minutes, 13 seconds left. It is the first half. The Grizzlies trail the Three Rivers Raiders by one, 16-15. Right now, the five for the Grizzlies after the timeout will be Jonathan White, Jalen Heisen, Javian Downey, Riley Whitaker, and Ethan Smith. The Raiders will come out of the timeout. They'll have Cole Nichols, Robert Alexander, Matt Hampton, Oreo Ralkin, and in the ball game is William Patterson, 7'2" from Brooklyn, New York. He will have an impact on the game. Ethan Smith is on him. He has it at the free throw line. Puts it on the deck, backs it down. This is what he did at Poplar Bluff. Pump fake, whistle, and a holding foul.
Not a whole lot you can do right there when he's 7'2". You're at a disadvantage height-wise and probably a little bit weight-wise with Ethan Smith down there.
Foul on Ethan Smith is first. Inbound play from underneath for the Raiders. They lob it out front. They get it to Aralkin. Ethan, the only thing he can do is try to stay between him and the ball. In the key, here's Alexander. Whistle, and a foul will be called on the Grizzlies. You're going to get some fouls, but you have got to play physically. You just take it for granted you're going to get fouls in a game, especially a game like this. That is the first foul on Riley Whitaker. Inbound play for the Raiders with 8:51 to go in the half. Alexander has it at the right point. 16-15, Three Rivers, 5-1. Off the screen, Hampton. Crossover dribble. Good job defensively by Jonathan White. Now, Nichols will curl in. And now on the right baseline, double team wraparound out to the left point. At the shot clock, horn. Alexander, no good. Rebound, put back up and good. Matt Hampton.
You can see why he's a leading scorer for this team. He's a
doing it in all kinds of ways. He's a scorer, that's for sure. Up the right side, Grizzlies break the press with Jalen Hyson. Middle of the floor, Jonathan White. Got to keep the ball in the middle of the floor when they're trying to trap. Right side, Riley has it, guarded by Nichols. Dexter against Calico Rock. Left side, Jonathan White drives all the way in, puts it up high off the board, no good, but a foul's going to be whistled. And that'll put the Grizzlies on the line at 7:55. And that's Ali Oralkin with his first foul. Timeout, media timeout, 7:55 to play. Good crowd here tonight to watch the Raiders and the Grizzlies. 18-15, Three Rivers, and back in a minute on KDY.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
18-15, Three Rivers leads MSU West Plains. And when we got started, pointed out the fact that Three Rivers just has phenomenal height on their team, Curtis. But
they really do.
It's been Matt Hampton that's really been getting it done for them. And he's a guard, and he's listed here at 6'4". He doesn't look 6'4" from up here.
No.
But he is a really handy player. Let's see what Jonathan White can do here at the line for MSU West Plains. We're one out of two tonight. First one, no good. When you're shooting free throws well, that basket looks about the size of a wash tub. It looks like a thimble right now for most of the Grizzlies. Next free throw is good. Two-point game, 18-16. Pressure in the backcourt. They'll get it over the timeline with the 6'4", Matt Hampton, guarded by the 6'6", Jalen Hyson. Three Rivers really presents some matchup problems for the Grizzlies. Here's a drive in by Hampton, puts it off the board and good. And that's just taking the ball right to the basket and going up with it.
And he had a good fake there to get both Tyson and Kumwimba up in the air.
Here's a drive by Javian Downey. He takes it all the way to the hole and gets fouled. And that's going to be the first foul on Big William Patterson. And so that will put Javian at the free throw line. Lionel Kumwimba is in the game. Jonathan White, Javian Downey, Riley Whitaker, and Jalen Hyson. But we've got three subs getting ready to check in for the Grizzlies. Three starters will come back in the lineup. Here's a free throw by Javian, no good.
Sean Glass in for Jalen Hyson. Urgi Hunami in for Riley Whitaker. And looks like Ryan Richardson in for Lionel Kumwimba.
With the kind of lineup that Three Rivers has, we might be able to turn it up and play a little faster here and take advantage of our guards who can really get the ball to the rim. Free throw again is good. Javian Downey makes one out of two. Grizzlies three out of six from the line tonight. Now set 20-17. Pressure on the ball in the backcourt. Hampton cross-court to Alexander over the timeline. Diagonal up ahead to Nichols. Back out to Alexander. Right point pass. Here's Matt Hampton, guarded by Javian Downey. Javian gives up about an inch in height there. Now Alexander with 12 on the shot clock. Nichols out front. Spins to the middle. Leans in. Looks for help. Out to Alexander. Shifts it with 5 on the shot clock. No good. Rebound is taken by the Raiders. Here's a three by Nichols. That's an air ball underneath. Hampton trapped underneath. Back out to Nichols. He'll drive in, leans in, shoots and scores.
Timeout Grizzlies. Looks like it'll be a 30-second timeout.
You know, rebounding is one of those things. It's like defense. But rebounding is a want-to thing. And whoever wants to the most usually ends up getting the ball. And Three Rivers has wanted to worse, especially at the offensive end.
Well, in a lot of those cases, Har, when you want to, you end up with those 50-50 balls a lot of times as well. So sometimes it'll just end up in your lap as a rebounder when you really want to.
That's an excellent point, because 50-50 balls, that's a statistic you hardly ever hear people mention if you're watching a basketball broadcast. But those things, especially in tight ball games, just like free throws and the other little things, make all the difference in the world. At halftime, we're going to be entertained by our Special Olympians from Howell County. They're going to do a little basketball scrimmage. And we'll talk more about that as halftime gets here. Here's the inbound in the backcourt. Downey up ahead to Urji Hanami, back to Javian. Guarded by Hampton. Javian over the timeline. Sets the offense. To the high post. Tumwimba got a big two-hand shove in the back by Patterson. At the point, Urji, up fake, good ball fake. Drives in all the way, lays it up, no good. Put back, no good. And there's a layup that we missed. Hampton out front. ...22-17... ...6:10 to go, first half. Robert Alexander has a handoff, drives to the baseline. Out to the point, Hampton cut off by Richardson. Back to the point, Nichols. Right elbow, three on the shot clock. Nichols is going to have to shoot it. He does. He forces it. No good. Air ball. That's a turnover. Ah, the student section. That's what they come for. An air ball so they can scream it. Both teams with two turnovers in the ball game. Grizzlies could stand the basket right here. Inbound is Sean Glass. And he'll bring it up. Middle of the floor, Ryan Richardson guarded by Nichols. Now he should be able to get by him. Down the lane, forces a shot high off the board, no good. Tumwimba had it, lost it. Nichols comes up with it. That was a bad, bad shot. Bad percentage shot. It's one of those shots, he took it just because of who was guarding.
Yeah.
Nichols lobs it down inside. There's the big guy, Patterson, hook pass over and picked up finally and laid up and in by Matt Hampton, and he has 12 here in the first half.
He has half of their points and almost as much as West Plains does.
24-17. Glass, 17-foot jump shot, back iron, no good. Rebound to the Raiders. It's been a while since we scored. Hampton, out high, the right elbow, keeps it on the floor, spins to the middle, back outside it goes. They'll get the ball to Kevin Polyron. Lob pass on the low block, backing inside. Walked with the basketball. That's Patterson for the turnover. The big guy turns it over a third time for the Raiders. So the Grizzlies bring it up the floor. You know, when somebody leans back into you like Patterson does, you know what you do, right?
Pull the chair out from him?
No, you just move. They will fall. In the right corner, Richardson, cut off by Nichols. Looks back door, gets it out, Lionel. Richardson has it. Urji Hanami, right point, shoots a three. That's no good. High rebound and a foul against the Grizzlies on the rebound with 4:02 to go in the half. And that's going to be on Lionel Tumwimba. Ethan Smith coming in for the Grizzlies to take Lionel's spot. This is the kind of time in the game on January the 11th in Poplar Bluff. This is what the second half looked like. in that we couldn't score. I mean, we just had a horrible time scoring. And we're stuck right now on 17. And have been for quite a while. Down by 7, 24-17. Raiders have it on offense. Alexander lobs to the big guy underneath. Lost it out of bounds. Turnover, Raiders. And we'll get another timeout with 3:48 to play. First half, Raiders 24, Grizzlies 17. Back in a minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, Kids Craft Days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
3:48 to go in the first half, and again, Curtis, the Grizzlies bugaboo, offense, 17 points in the first 16 and a half minutes.
Yeah, it really seems like we had a spurt of where we were in a good rhythm, but for most of this half, we've not been able to get anything consistently on offense.
Grizzlies have it, full court pressure by the Raiders. In the middle, Blaine Harris. Over to JV and Downey. Grizzlies set their offense. Got to get a basket here. Get the ball to the basket here. High screen. He'll go right. Downey in the corner. Tipped out of bounds by the Raiders. Mariel Mollick, and it'll be Grizzly ball with 13 on the shot clock. Inbound play. Ethan Smith out near the timeline. Javian with 9 seconds. In the corner, here's Glass with a three. No good. Rebound, tipped out. Urji Hunami. Left corner, another three. And no good. Rebound to the Raiders, William Patterson. We're not getting the memo here. Alexander. Now to the point to Hampton. Ethan Smith doing a really good job on the big 7'2" kid inside. On the left wing, Hampton hesitates, drives in, lost it, should have got called for a walk, but the ball is laid in by Hampton. Hampton has 14 points. 26-17, biggest lead of the ball game, now 9. Long up the floor, and bad pass stolen. Malik the other way. Alexander. All the way in, lays it up. Good, foul on the play, basket counts, foul on Ethan Smith, and it'll be a 3-point attempt for the Raiders.
And that's Ethan's second foul.
Alexander, he is a handy player. He can score some, shoot the ball a little bit. He takes really good care of the basketball. And just the kind of player that's really good to have on your team. He'll have a 3-point attempt, and it's no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by the Raiders. It'll be Grizzly ball.
During those free throws, Heisen, Richardson, and Kumwimba came into the game.
Backcourt. 5 seconds to get it over. Gonna have to hurry. And they just barely do. Richardson at the right elbow. Jalen Heisen, back to Richardson. They'll double team, wraparound pass. Jalen shoots a three from the wing. No good. Rebound, William Patterson. Well above everybody with under 2 minutes to go in the half. 28-17. 1:52 to go in the half. Hampton, left side, on the baseline. cut off. Ball out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds by the Grizzlies. Hampton will throw the ball in. Sean Glass will check in for the Grizzlies. Javian Downey. 28-17. Hampton throws it in right in front of the Grizzly bench. Popping out is Alexander, guarded by Jalen Heisen. He'll go to the left. Goes up. Oh, he lost his footing. Traveled with the basketball. Turnover. The Raiders have five here in the half. Grizzlies just have three.
Ergy back into the game for the Grizzlies. Heisen takes the seat, as does Downey.
Glass in the backcourt. We've got to take the ball to the basket here. We've got to get something on the scoreboard. Sean Glass, middle of the court, over to Richardson. Curl over the top. On the wing, up fake by Harris, over to Ryan. Steps back, the big guy is on him on a switch. Now Harris for a three, no good. Ball is tipped out, diving attempt, picked up by the Raiders. Malik down the key, bounce pass across, good play by Lionel Kimwimba. Grizzlies on the break, take it all the way to the hole, Sean Glass. Lays it up, no good, he got fouled and he'll shoot two.
And that's probably what we should have been doing most of this time, at least being aggressive and going towards the basket.
That is the first foul on Matt Hampton. And Jalen Heisen will check back in for the Grizzlies after a free throw here. Sean Glass at the line, first try, good. There have been so many region games so far this season with final scores in the 50s and low 60s. Let's try good. Because most of these games are just alike. Half-court basketball for the most part. Slow-paced half-court. Alexander has it. For Three Rivers. Hampton gets by his guy, goes in, has to kick it out now around the horn. They throw it to third base. Pull-up shot, 13-footer, reach, no good. Rebound to Heisen for the Grizzlies. Now chance to cut into the lead. 27 seconds to go, and the shot clock, game clock are pretty much in sync. Glass over on the left wing, Hanami. Ergy dribbles out, hands it off to Ryan Richardson. 10 on the shot, on the game clock, shot clock. Shot clock 1 second quicker. Down the key all the way. Richardson puts it up high off the board and good. And that's the end of the first half. So the Grizzlies were able to put a little bit together there right before halftime. And they cut the lead down to 7, 28-21. Halftime is next. Grizzly halftime brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities. Grizzly halftime coming up in 2 minutes on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, Kids Craft Days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, Special Olympians. Howe County will be scrimmaging here in just a little bit. Entertaining the crowd, working on their games. And, of course, Special Olympics is the chosen charity being backed this year by Ozark Marketing Company and the recipient of the money we raised this year in this effort will go to Special Olympics. There's a lot of stuff that is involved in Special Olympics. Not just the competitions and such, but there's travel involved and food and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And all that really does add up quickly, and it's like everything else anymore. So Special Olympians will be the beneficiaries when we have our golf tournament and our other fundraising activities. In fact, we're going to have two golf tournaments this year, and I've seen them take two shots, and they've made them both already.
Yeah, pretty good offense on this play right here.
Hey, where are you all at in the second half? We may have to bring these cats back out here. Anyway, it's 28-21, and at halftime here, let's go over some of the statistics. And the first thing that I looked at was the rebounding, especially offensive rebounding, but total rebounds in the first half. Not hard to imagine Three Rivers has out-rebounded the Grizzlies 19-12. And that's just going to be that's just a problem. When that ball goes up, there's not a lot you can do in some cases.
Well, and I don't really see or know of too many teams that are going to be able to out-rebound Three Rivers with as much height as they have, starting a 6'8" guard and then have multiple guys 6'10", 6'11", they should be leading in rebounding. So it's kind of how it is. You have to make changes and adjustments and find another way to win.
Now, let's deal with shooting percentage in the first half. Three Rivers, by all measurements, Three Rivers should be way further ahead than they are right now. They lead by 7. They shot 46% from the field in the first half, and that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Anytime you're within the margin of error of 50%, that's really good. They were 1 out of 8 from the 3-point line. That's 12%. Now the Grizzlies from the field in the first half, 7 out of 25, which is 28%. And from the 3-point line, we were 2 out of 13, and that's 15%. And let's see if there's any, something else. If you look at statistics a certain way, they mean different things. And as far as the Grizzlies go in the first half, Three Rivers, they only have 4 assists. But the Grizzlies only had two assists. And that tells me that we're not moving the basketball, that one person is trying to, you know, do everything pretty much at the offensive end one way or the other.
Yeah, and I mean, we did see it where for a bit there, I think it was their full court press that kind of got the Grizzlies out of their rhythm, and we would break the press with the guy at the three-point line and then immediately take a shot. So that, you know, adds to the poor free throw poor shooting overall. And then, you know, the assist as well. They kind of changed the game with their defense, and the Grizzlies just didn't have their game plan going in that first half. So we'll see what they do in the second half to change that.
28-21 is the halftime score. The Grizzlies will be back here on Saturday night, and they'll play the St. Louis Archers. That's a non-region game, but that should be a pretty even game. We play St. Louis on a yearly basis and get to see them normally at their tournament. They have up at Forest Park, where the school is located. But we'll have that game on Saturday night against St. Louis. Now, tomorrow night, we'll have, not on KDY, but the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy High School Tournament is continuing in Mountain Grove. That will continue tomorrow night on the Fox 96.9. All the games from that tournament are on the Fox 96.9. The games tomorrow night should be two pretty good games. Liberty will play Norwood in the first game at 6. And then West Plains will play Hartville in the second game at 7:30. And West Plains has already beaten Hartville this season. In fact, this is odd. There are four teams basically in the tournament in the winner's bracket. And two of those teams have beaten Hartville this year.
And that's a saying something, because not too many people do that.
That's rare and raw. That doesn't happen very often. But that'll be tomorrow night. And then the championship round will be on Saturday in Mountain Grove. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to go inside that gym, Mountain Grove.
I have not. I've heard things about it, but I've not been in it to see it myself.
I don't know what you've heard about it, but it's true.
Yeah.
Place is just a basketball palace.
It is. That's what I've heard.
It's very, very, very nice. 28-21, we're at halftime. Back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Ozark Marketing Company, the Ozark Horse Trader, and Give Local First are excited to announce that our 2025 recipient is Howell County Special Olympics, a local organization that offers sporting and social events for individuals with either physical or intellectual disability. Athletes participate in basketball, softball, powerlifting, bowling, track and field, volleyball, bocce, and swimming throughout Missouri. For more information, email givelocalfirst@gmail.com.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
KDY 24/7 weather.
evening, everybody. Time for another weather update. You got Dan here in the Weather Center. We had it pretty warm today. Got all the way up to around the mid-60s. Tonight's low temperature, 47. Now, tomorrow isn't going to be nearly as warm as what it is today, but still pretty warm out there. 54 for a high, 47 for a low. We're expecting about an inch and a half of rain tomorrow, with potentially about a half inch tonight. Looks like altogether, maybe about 2 inches overall.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
28-21, the Special Olympics basketball team from Howell County performed here at halftime. And I'm under the impression that we've got a pretty good Special Olympics basketball team.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like it from what we saw tonight. You know, not too many missed shots, not too many turnovers. Looked like they were playing the game pretty well.
And right at the end, when they ran out of time, someone launched one from about 25, 26 feet and just knocked the bottom out of it.
Yeah.
That was great.
That crowd erupted on that one. It was a fun time.
It was an eruption. Let's check scoring from the first half. First of all, the Grizzlies in the first with only 21 points, 8 for Ryan Richardson, 5 for Urji Hanami, 4 points for Sean Glass, 3 points, Javian Downey, and 1 point for Jonathan White. Three Rivers leading scorer. With 14 at halftime is guard Matt Hampton. Mariel Malik has 4 points in the first half. Robert Alexander has 4. Johan Pouch has 2. And Cole Nichols has 4. Three Rivers had 6 turnovers in the first half. The Grizzlies had 3. Now, from the free throw line in the first half, for the Grizzlies, better. 5 out of 8. For the Raiders, they were only 1 out of 4 in the first half. 28-21. We've got the Archers here on Saturday. Then next week, we'll have the Moberly Greyhounds coming in. That won't be much fun. It usually isn't. But anyway, that's next Wednesday, Moberly Area Community College. And then we'll only have 2 more home games. Mineral Area on the 15th of February. And we get Moberly back here again on the 25th of February. So there's not a whole lot of games left. Once February gets here, boy, it goes by fast. 28-21 is the halftime score. The Raiders lead the Grizzlies. And we're back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Speed and Fox Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, Kids Craft Days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Getting ready to start second half. The Grizzlies need to shoot the ball better in the second half. If they do that, a lot of other things will probably fall into line. By the way, a reminder that alumni and friends of Missouri State University West Plains are invited to attend a gathering at KC Sports Bistro at 409 Washington Avenue in West Plains prior to the annual Grizzly homecoming basketball game. That'll be here February the 15th. That should be a lot of fun. Casual go-go celebration designed for alumni and friends to reconnect and engage with each other, according to organizers. 5 to 6:30, complimentary hors d'oeuvres and happy hour drink specials featuring Grizzly cocktails before the team takes on Mineral Area. First 50 guests will get a free ticket to cheer on the Grizzlies, while the first 100 guests will receive exclusive Grizzly swag, perfect for showcasing that Grizzly pride. So if you want to find out more, all you got to do is go to the website wpalumni@missouristate.edu. I can't help but think, Curtis, and Curtis is going to handle the first quarter of the second half, and so we'll hit have him take over the helm here for a little while and give me a little break. But by and large, West Plains is just, MSU West Plains has got to shoot the ball better. I mean, you can look at all kinds of categories and all kinds of things and statistics and say, well, we need to do this better, got to do that better. Well, the most basic thing that you can do in the game of basketball is shoot the ball better. And
then close to the rim.
It doesn't sound complicated, because it's not. That's all there is to it. You got to shoot the ball better. All right. His first play-by-play, basketball that is.
Basketball.
I'm going to have tape rolling on this. And Curtis Ballou is going to take care of the first five of the second half. Go ahead, Curtis.
All right. Mario Malik inbounds to Hampton. He gets to Alexander, back to Hampton. He's around the right side, guarded by Ergy. Alexander takes the three from the left side. No good. Malik with the rebound, tossed around a little bit, gets to Hampton. Hampton drives the lane, loses the ball. Lionel grabs it, gives it to Glass, over to Richardson. Grizzlies set up their offense. Alexander is guarding Richardson. Glass to Harris. Harris back to Ergy on the far side. And Ergy drives, misses the layup, guarded by Oralkin, and the ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be Grizzly basketball still.
You know, Lionel is a big lad, strong lad. It would take more than just slapping the ball to knock it out of bounds, I would think, from him.
Yeah. Richardson inbounds to Ergy. He comes to the top of the key, fakes the handoff to Glass, drives in the paint, guarded by Hampton, looking to go up and under, misses the layup, rebounded by Alexander. Alexander brings it down the court, guarded by Ergy to the far side, screen set by Oragu, and Alexander scoops and scores, makes it 30-21. Glass inbounds and now has the ball. Four court pressure by the Raiders, and Ergy is looking for someone to go to as he picks up his dribble. Foul is going to be called on Hampton as he held Richardson there. That's his first team foul of the second half for either team. Ergy to inbound.
Grizzlies only have three turnovers for the ball game. That's a great number for them, but we need to turn these possessions into points.
Richardson with it, guarded by Oralkin. He gets it over to Harris on the far side. Harris with a three, and it is no good. Oralkin with the rebound. Over to Alexander, up the court, and bad pass as he's trying to get it to DiArago, and out of bounds. So turnover on the Raiders. Glass to inbound. Gets it to Richardson.
I'll say it again. We're very lucky to only be behind by 9 points right now.
Very much so. Richardson at half court, guarded by Aralkin. Passes to Urgy as he picks up his dribble. Kamwimba fighting for position. Urgy gets it over to Glass. Near the timeline, screened by Kamwimba. Doesn't take it. Still another screen by Kamwimba and doesn't take it. Gets it to Urgy in the corner. Urgy spins and loses the ball out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Grizzlies.
One on the shot clock. It is such hard work for us to get a basket.
And I'm not really sure why. We set screens, we just don't use them all the time. Richardson the inbound at four, West Plains. And now they change the call. And it is Raider ball, so Aralkin will inbound to Alexander. Four-court pressure by the Grizzlies. Alexander breaks the press, gets it over the half-court line, and he still brings it up to half-court. Raiders trying to get into their offense. Hanson trying to get open. Alexander passed it and got it back. He's still at the timeline. Starts dribbling now. Six on the shot clock. Takes a deep three.
That's an illegal screen.
And they are going to call that one this time. We've seen it not called. So that will go on
Siku Duragoaga.
Gaga. And that's his second foul, second team foul of the second half. Blaine Harris to inbound for the Grizzlies. He gets it to Sean Glass, who is guarded by Malik. That's a bit of a disadvantage height-wise. Sean brings it up. He's near the timeline. And gets it to Harris after a fake screen. Over to Urgy on the right side. Urgy takes the three. It's no good. Blaine Harris fights for the rebound, but he's out of bounds once he grabs it. So it'll be a Raider ball. Good effort there by Harris.
2 minutes and 47 seconds into the second half. Raiders have outscored the Grizzlies 2-0.
Hanson inbounded to Alexander, back to Hanson. 30-21 is the score with 17 minutes left in the second half. Hanson at the top of the key, gets it over to Aralkin, who then gets it to Malik. Malik drives, he's at the top free throw line. Back to Alexander. Alexander at the 3-point line, gets it into Jay Arago. And a little screen there, and
good.
Alexander finds Arago for the layup. 32-21, Raiders lead. Blaine Harris bringing it up the court. He crosses the half court with Malik, gets it over to Urgy. Urgy gets it to Glass around the right side, a three-point line, and gets it over to Richardson on the far side. Richardson gets Aralkin switched on him. He's at the timeline with seven on the shot clock. Lionel set the screen. Richardson still has it, looking for something to do with one on the shot clock. Got to shoot it, and no one does. So shot clock violation on the Grizzlies. Turnover. And Javy and Downey will come in for Urgy, and that's the only substitution so far in this second half. Hanson inbounds to Alexander.
No awareness of the situation
whatsoever. Hanson and Alexander work to break the press, and they get it over the half-court line. Alexander with Richardson guarding him. He's looking for some room. He's at the top of the key. Gets it to Malik. Back to Alexander. Hanson open in the corner at the three-point line. No good, but Aralkin gets the rebound. Gets it out to Malik. Back to Alexander, and back in the corner to Hanson. Hanson drives on Glass. Pump fakes, and Glass goes by him. Layup good by Hanson. That makes it 34-21 with 15:36 to go in this second half. Substitutions at the next dead ball for the Grizzlies. Glass at the top of the key with Malik on him. He's driving. Forces a shot. No good. Blocked by Malik. Malik gets the rebound. Hands it to Alexander. Alexander brings it down the court. And he drives the lane for a floater. And that's good. 36-21 is the Raider lead. No timeout by the Grizzlies yet. We have 15 minutes in this second half to go. Downey inbounds to Richardson with Aralkin on him. Not full court pressure entirely, but Aralkin picks him up the length of the court. Richardson getting by, trying to get by Aralkin. He drives himself, pump fakes, gets two guys in the air, passes it to Glass, who's in the corner for a three. That's no good. And Alexander, the guard, rebounds it. He gets it to Hanson as they have a fast break. And Hanson about a timeout now. Hampton gets it to Malik for a easy layup. 38-21 with 14:41 to go in this second half. Is that a full timeout or is that a half timeout?
That's a full timeout.
Full timeout. So we'll be back in 1 minute on Katie Watt.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Thank you, Curtis. Appreciate filling in here first about 5-plus minutes of the second half. In the second half, the Grizzlies have been outscored 10-0. Thus, instead of a 7-point lead, it's a 17-point lead for the Raiders, and the Grizzlies will throw it in the backcourt. Javian Downey on the inbound play. Can't get it in. Now does to Riley Whitaker, who will hand it back to Downey. Downey in the backcourt up the left side, guarded by Hampton. Brings it up, left hand, goes between the legs to the right side of the floor. Richardson, dribble, dribble, baseline, cut off, bounce across, and up for the dunk and a blocked shot. But it'll be two shots for the Grizzlies and Ethan Smith, and maybe we can get off the schneid here to what we sat on 17 for a long time the first half, and now we're sitting on 21. First 5 minutes of this half, and we get a timeout. Media timeout, 14:25 to go in this low-scoring game. 38-21, Raiders lead the Grizzlies. Back in a minute on Katie Watt.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
That last foul was called on Tiku Diagaraga, and it will be Ethan Smith shooting free throws for the Grizzlies. 14:25 to go in the second half. It's 38-21. The Grizzlies need to get going, but we've been needing to get going since about 10-minute mark of the second of the first half because points have been few and far between. Ethan Smith from Laurel, Maryland will go to the line and shoot two times. First try is no good. Right now, the Raiders have Johan Pouch in the game. He is 6'10". They've got also Ali Aralkin. He's 6'8". Here's the next try for Ethan. Good. So the Grizzlies break the ice in the second half. It's 38-22. Alexander will work it to the left side, over to the right. Back Hampton back to Alexander, guarded by Ethan Smith. Good ball, strike, drives in, lays it up. No good, but a foul on the play. You talk about leaving an article of clothing on the floor again.
Yeah.
Wow.
We got them earlier, and they just got us back. That was a move.
That looked like the Coyote grabbing for the Roadrunner, and there's nothing but a cloud there. Here's the free throw, no good, by Robert Alexander. Or the cloud clears and these guys' hands around a stick of dynamite or something like that. Next one, good. 39-22. Backcourt, JV and Downey. They come to the ball finally, and Jonathan White has it. One point in the first 6 minutes of the second half for the Grizzlies. Richardson down the key all the way. Lays it up and good. He got it strong to the basket. Richardson now with 10. At the end of the game, we've got Curtis's most pressure situation picking the Donzato service player of the game. Down the key. Here's Alexander. Dishes inside. Pouch had it. Lost it. Picked up by Richardson. Turnover number 9 on Three Rivers. Richardson. Cross court over. Jonathan White. Behind the back move, step back, 17-foot shot, won't go, and 4 black shirts around the basket. No white shirts in there to rebound.
Not one.
Alexander. He'll walk it out toward the jaws of the Grizzly at midcourt. 13:07 to play. Grizzlies down big by 15. Alexander gets by his guy, puts up a floater, too hard, rebound put back, no good. That's going to be an offensive foul on the Raiders, probably Pouch for pushing off inside.
And you
nope.
are 100% correct, Hart.
Oh, it was. I'm shocked. Johan Pouch with his first foul. He had a guilty look on his face after the whistle blew. I knew it had to be him. Downey beats on the dribble, had it stolen by Alexander. Fifth Grizzly turnover. Back the other way. Hampton steps through, feeds it over, and lost out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies.
It's really hard to dribble through the middle of two defenders without them grabbing it. So not really surprised with that turnover there.
It's 39-24, 12:43 to go in the second half. Inbound play. Lob it out front. Alexander has it. Curtis made a good point during the timeout a while ago. Michi White, who normally is their starting point guard, he is not playing tonight. That's why Alexander's out there. Here's a drive and a foul on Riley Whitaker on the drive by Cole Nichols from the left wing to the baseline, and a foul he called on Riley. Third foul on Riley Whitaker. On the inbound play, Hampton will throw it into the far corner. Alexander has it. Feeds it inside Pouch. Open, missed a little five-footer. Rebound, the line will come Wimba.
And we need that kind of luck more this half before we're going to get back in it.
It's not a good way to get a guard to throw you the basketball in the future. Here's a baseline drive. Downey lays it up. No good, but he got fouled on the drive. He'll shoot two. Or did he step out of bounds?
Oh,
goaltending. We'll take that.
Goaltending
call.
Yeah.
So, JV and Downey now with 5, 39-26. Up the right sideline, front court, Alexander, 4-3 Rivers. They led at the half by 7. They've stretched this thing out. 13-point game. Alexander goes right, guarded by Richardson, who is probably about 3 inches taller. Aralkin to the left corner. Now, this is a tough matchup for Riley Whitaker.
Yes, it is.
Hampton spins in the middle and a whistle and a travel. But Riley held his ground.
He did. When I saw that matchup, I got a little bit worried.
Media timeout, 11:40. We're the only media here. 11:42 to go in the second half, 39-26. Grizzlies trail the Raiders. Back in a minute on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
39-26. Grizzlies trail by 13 points and have only 26 points after the first 28 minutes of the ball game. And in the ball game tonight so far, the Grizzlies have made a grand total of 9 field goals. 9 field goals in the first 28 minutes. If you're not familiar with the game of basketball, that's not very many.
Well, and in this half, Harlan, we have a total of 5 points, and we've played 8 minutes. So,
not getting it done, but we're getting maybe a little better. We've broke the ice here in the second half. Richardson in the front court, double team in the corner. Smith dribbles through, and he'll be fouled. And that'll be team foul 5 on the Raiders.
Second foul on Johan Pouch.
Inbound play. Richardson will throw the ball in. Backdoor cut. Wide open. There's Lionel. Puts it off the board and good. On the backdoor screen, Lionel Kumwimba got the lay-in on the inbound play.
Lionel was aggressive last game as well, and that's good to see.
The lead is 11 now for Three Rivers. 39-28. Over on the right side in the corner, catch and shoot for Nichols. Three ball, good. 42-28. Downey up the left side. Ethan Smith back out to Downey. 10:45 to play. The Grizzlies going to have to dredge up some points here and find some shots. Downey, left side. Picks it up, hands it back to Riley Whitaker. Bounce pass to the corner. Baseline, they'll cut the drive off for Downey. Three ball by Whitaker, blocked and taken by Alexander for Three Rivers. Matt White, or Matt Hampton, that is, in the front court. Man, the pace of this game could make a snail proud. Right elbow, Hampton back outside around the horn, left corner, Aralka, guarded by Whitaker. Cross court pass, bad pass, stolen away. And Ryan has it, Ryan Richardson in the front court. Ryan curls over the middle, kicks it far corner, Downey, three, no good. Ball tipped high in the air, Lionel Kumwimba bounces it off a leg, but it evidently came back off him, out of bounds, and it'll be Raider basketball.
Almost looked like, from my view, that he might have accidentally bounced it off Riley Whitaker.
That's possible, too. Now quickly back. Nichols. Drive to the hoop, up and good, and the final Kumwimba is ailing.
Yeah, he, after that tumble, I think he's asking to be taken out. He's holding his abdomen, so I don't know what happened there.
Richardson, down the key. Fall away. 10-foot jumper, no good. Nichols with a rebound. Left corner open. Nichols, another three is good.
Might want to guard him.
12 off the bench for Cole Nichols from Dexter. 47-28. This turned into a blowout. Under 9 minutes to go because we can't score. Downey down the lane. Goes up, blocked by Pouch. Three Rivers comes back. Right wing open. Launch it. Nichols for a three. No good. And the Grizzlies don't chase the rebound down, but Matt Hampton does. And the Raiders will try it again. 8.5 to go. 47-28. Low block. Hampton backs down. Richardson goes up. Blocked by Ryan. And the foul just as the shot clock expires is going to be on the Grizzlies. Ryan Richardson with his first foul in the act of shooting. That'll put Matt Hampton on the line. He has 18 tonight. And a whole bunch of subs getting ready to come in, three aside. Matt Hampton, first try, is around and off the rim to the left. No good. Clanks the first.
Sean Glass, Jalen Heisen, and Urji Hunami into the game. Ryan Richardson and Riley Whitaker take a seat.
Matt Hampton is from Frisco, Texas. Puts it up. Good. One out of two for Hampton, 48-28. 28 with 8:13 to go. Ethan Smith on the side. Jalen Heisen is in the game, and he nearly threw the ball away, and they get it back. Jalen has it, puts it on the floor, now dribbles it to the corner. Pressure, double team, fouled. Team foul six on the Raiders with 7:52 to go.
I believe that foul will be on Malik.
Marielle Malik, they haven't put it up yet, but well, let's give it to him anyway. Timeout on the floor, 7:52 to go, and the score, the Grizzlies down 20 to the Raiders, 48-28, back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
48-28 with 7:52 to go. It's not impossible, but at the rate the Grizzlies have not been scoring, you'd have to think it's highly unlikely you're going to come back in this game.
That is for sure.
Grizzly ball in the front court. Inbound in the corner, caught by Ethan Smith, and he launches off the board for a three, and it's good. The shot clock was running down, and Ethan saw that and banked it in from way over on the left sideline.
At least we had awareness on that shot clock.
Good point. 48-31. A 17-point game. Alexander gets it down low to the big guy, Patterson. Hands it over now, Hampton. Out front, Malik. Two on the shot clock for about 30 feet. No good. That should be a violation, and it is.
One thing about the Grizzlies, they are doing very well or as much as they can to deny Patterson, the 7'2" center for Three Rivers, the ball.
He hasn't even been a factor so far. Hasn't had to be because they've got a guy named Matt Hampton who's just eating us alive tonight. At the right point, Ethan Smith takes it to the rim. Nope. Pulls up, bounces across, and the shot is up blocked by Patterson. That's what he does.
Yeah.
At 7'2". He got the shot block on Urji Hunami. And now, 6:45 to go with Three Rivers will take their time. Alexander gets a moving screen from Patterson. Now dribbles across to the point. Now it goes. He'll move it back out to Robert Alexander. He'll launch the long three. No good. And he got his own rebound because no one blocked him off. Shot from the left point for three. No good. Rebound. Big guy. Patterson. No good. How about another try? Up and in by Hampton.
Well, everyone else tried, so Hampton finally finished for the Raiders on that end.
Now Downey will drive in. Has the ball slapped away by Patterson, but he's going to be called for a foul as Javion Downey drove the basket 50-31. Second foul on William Patterson. Javion Downey with 5 points, one out of two from the line. Javion takes his time. First try is up, and the first try is no good. One out of three and a half, 6 out of 11 for the game for the Grizzlies as Hampton comes back onto the court. And Javion Downey is out there with Urji Hanami, Ethan Smith, Ryan Richardson, and Sean Glass. Next try, no good, 0 for 2. Lob to the low block, and there he is, Patterson. He'll be held by Ethan Smith. Ethan is 6'8". But he looks shrimpish compared to William Patterson, doesn't he?
He really does.
It'll be Three Rivers ball underneath. Third foul on Ethan Smith for the Grizzlies. Low block. There he is again. This time Richardson on him. Drop step. High off the board. Right hand. No good. Puts it up with two hands. It flies off the backboard and goes in. Patterson got the bucket. That's crazy looking.
I didn't even know what happened.
Left wing three. Richardson good. Ryan Richardson with a three. I think he went up to dunk it. The ball flew off the rim, up off the backboard, and came back through.
I couldn't tell who grabbed it because there were so many black shirts there, but that makes sense.
52-34, 5:20 to play. Hampton, lob pass down low. There's Patterson, double team, triple team, goes up, scores. Right at the shot clock.
I don't know what more you can do there when, I mean, just a height advantage, I guess.
Left corner, Ethan Smith on the drive to the basket, goes up. Ball stripped away by Alexander. Out of bounds, it'll be Grizzly basketball. 4:51 to go. Grizzlies have 34 points in 35 minutes. Bob on the inbound out front. Javion has it. Richardson dribbles over, 10 on the shot clock, dives in, hangs, shoots, no good, got fouled, he'll shoot two. With 4:39 to go, blocking foul will be the call on the Raiders. Second foul call on Mario Malik. Ryan Richardson tonight has 13 points. He's the leading scorer for the Grizzlies on a night when there's not been much of it. First try is good. Lionel Kamwemba tapping his stomach like a melon. Stevie's ripe, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, he was holding it before he went out of the game earlier, so I don't know.
Must have got kicked in the stomach or something. Next one is no good. Ryan makes one out of two, 54-35. Heisen on the basketball, crossover, good move. Picked back up by Alexander. step back from 17 straight on, rims off. Rebound punched out of bounds by Downey. It'll be Raider ball. 4:13 to play. We have struggled to score on the road. We had like three games where we're right around 50 points.
Yeah.
But you think, well, we'll score better, we'll shoot better at home. This is worse. 35 points. Unbelievable.
Well, and you just wonder, what can you do? What buttons can you press? What lineup can work?
Play better. Lob pass inside. Two-handed dunk, and there's what we've been expecting to see at some point. Patterson now has six. Sean Glass has it at the right point. Guarded by Alexander. Hand check. You're not supposed to do that, but they do it. 17-footer, Sean Glass. Fadeaway jumper. Hits the top of the backboard. Dead ball. Three Rivers ball with 3:34 to go. And I don't know what our final shooting percentage is. It may be below 20% tonight.
It's definitely going to be below 30.
3:34 to go in the second half. Raiders blowing out the Grizzlies. 56-35. Back in a minute on KUY.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, Kids Craft Days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
3:34 to go in the ball game. The Raiders running away with it. 21-point lead. And it will be Three Rivers ball in the backcourt. Curtis pointed out all these Three Rivers people here watching the ball game tonight. They're gold stuff sitting with Grizzly fans. And how amicable it all looks and is. I can remember a time when it wasn't like that, though. Left elbow, pull-up, follow-away jumper, and good by Matt Hampton. Hampton, 9.5, 23 for the ball game, 58-35. Left baseline, here's Glass. He works in, double-team back outside, up fake by Richardson. To the right wing, three ball by Downey, way off the mark. Rebound, pull-down by Kevin Polyron. Alexander as they melt the clock down. 2 minutes, 41 seconds to go. Hand back wide, open three at the point is off, but the rebound, there's Hampton again. Look at him go up. Good. He's got 25.
He seems to be everywhere.
You know why he's having such a game? Because he's working harder than anybody out there.
He really is. He's not one of the guys that just takes the ball. He finds it himself on rebounds.
Glass, left corner for the Grizzlies. A three off the glass is good by Sean Glass. 7 for Sean, 60-38, 2:10 to go. Glass holes out near the timeline. Jalen Heisen is on him. And now we're on the right side of the floor to the high post. Patterson backdoor pass, cut, reverse layup. Good again by Larry Bird.
Matt Hampton is just a kid that you want on your team. He does it all so far from what I've seen tonight.
Left hand reverse layup the other end by Javian Downey. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay. It'll be Grizzly basketball. Matt Hampton has 27 points tonight.
And he's made it look fairly easy for the most part. I mean, getting rebounds and then putting it right back up.
Because he's put the work in. he deserves. He's deserved all these points that he has scored because he has worked for it. Inbound pass, 5 second call, turnover Grizzlies there, 6 to the ball game. That has not been a contributing factor in this game at all. 62-38. Up high, they'll hand it back. Hampton will move it back out front. And 12 on the shot clock. Now he'll fire a three, and it's good. 30
well,
for Matt Hampton.
When you give him about 5 feet of space, he'll take the shot.
1:05 to go. Richardson on the wing to the corner. Glass, three is up, and it's good. John Glass gets us over 40 at least. 65-41, 50 seconds left. Alexander will hold it out front, 10 on the shot clock. Out, Riley Whitaker is on him. And now on the left wing, here's Hampton curling over in the lane. Stops, pops, scores, 32 for Matt Hampton. Two seconds left. Ethan Smith out front. Pop a three. Ethan, why not? He will. There it is. And it's in and out. Rebound picked up by the Raiders. Malik, that'll be it. They won't shoot. We won't foul. And we have taken our 13th loss of the year against 9 wins. 67-41. Second win of the season for the Raiders against the Grizzlies. First game was by 21. This one by 26. And time for Curtis to pick our Don's Auto Service Grizzly player of the game. I'm not going to let you see the scoring totals. Who do you think deserves notice tonight?
I mean, I would say near the end there, maybe Sean Glass, he kind of helped us get over 40 points, so I'll go Sean Glass.
Sean Glass, who has been our Don's Auto Service player of the game way more than anybody this year, draws that distinction once again. The Raiders led at halftime in this game, 28-21. 7-point game, it was a game. Here comes Coach P. I think he's going to talk instead of Coach Faye tonight. So we'll get Coach P on here and talk to him, Michael Poindexter. And as I was going, I was just trying to recap the scoring here. Three Rivers had 30 from Matt Hampton. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I'm not even going to look at that now. I've got the official stats from this basketball game, and Mike Poindexter will put on the harness here and talk a little bit. But the final game is 67-41. I don't know what it is. Michael's looking at the same stats that I am. But I'll tell you, Michael, sometimes when you struggle, it's worse the harder you try and just seemingly the worse it gets. And tonight, we shoot 29% from the field, and I thought it was probably maybe even lower than that, but we are in a shooting funk like no other right now.
Yeah, we are, and tonight was not a good shooting display at all. But, you know, we tried to get more movement. I thought movement was stagnant early on. In the second half, we tried to get more movement into it and get the ball reversed and to get us more open shots. Sean had some good open looks tonight. He didn't fall. So we had a couple open looks. So we just got to knock them down. Guys got to be in the gym, and the guys are. Guys are working hard. But it has to translate to the game, and guys got to knock down shots when they're open.
Boy, that rebounding number just jumps off the page at you. 40-15, they won the rebounding.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you don't look at this game, you think they're probably one of the worst rebounding teams in the league, in the region. We're actually one of the better rebounding teams in the region. But the size that Lee Rivers has given us some problems on the boards, and yeah, they've definitely been more physical than us, and they're crashing three or four guys, and we got to put a body on somebody.
Yep, absolutely. They are. Are they the longest, far as size-wise, team in the league? Because they seem to present, it's not just that they have size, but they've got more size that they can bring into the ball game.
They can. Yeah, they're They have a lot of depth big men. They can bring in multiple guys, 16, 7 foot. And it's, you know, we got guys that's, you know, 6'4", 6'5", or 6'6", trying to box them out. I thought Lionel Battle, Ethan Battle, trying to push the guys off the block. And by doing that, when you're so physical, trying to push them off the block on the defensive end, you kind of lose sight, you know, rebound. I told the guards, you got to gang rebound because Lionel and Ethan are doing their job as far as putting the body on the big boy, and everybody else is rebounding. The guards go clean it up. And the guards out reminded our guards. They didn't put bodies on anybody, and that's what happened.
I thought that the officials really let the players play tonight. They didn't call a whole lot. So in a game like that, and especially Matt Hampton, he had 30 points for them tonight. He wasn't really that much of a factor when we played him the first time. Their other point guard is out, I guess. But, man alive, he had 30 tonight, and he was really hard to handle.
He was, but if you look at his points, I would say 20 of them probably came from his offense rebounding.
Yep.
Like, he just, you know, he crashed the glass, and I was trying to tell the glass guys, that's part of it. Like, if he's in the line of a block, not the big guy, he was killing them on the boards. You know, or straight line drives, whatever. The majority of his points came from just offensive rebound putbacks, and me and a couple of the three at the top of the key late in the game, and hit a jump shot at the elbow. But outside of that, everything was based on just crashing the glass and then warning you.
He had, well, the official line for him, he had 28 instead of 30. 28 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. That's a stat line that any player will take any night.
And to look at him, he had 9 rebounds, but like I said, 6 of them were from the offense.
Yep.
And he probably scored on every offensive rebound, he scored. So that's like 12 points from the offensive rebound alone.
All right, so after this one now, on Saturday, we'll get St. Louis Community College here. That's a team that you're familiar with. They're not a region team, but if we don't play better than this tonight, it's going to be another long night.
Yeah, the guys got to kind of reset these next 2 days and get their mindset to move past this game and get ready for St. Louis, because if you let this dwell on us, then have a pity party, you know, on yourself, then, you know, we walk in on Saturday and can get beat. So we got to come in with an attitude, ready to rock and roll. You know, we can make every excuse in the book about tonight, you know, Faye not being here or other people being out or whatever it may be. But we got to make sure gut check and be ready for Saturday.
Mike Poindexter, assistant coach for the Grizzlies. Thank you very much, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right. And let's go over again the Grizzly player of the game, Don's Auto Service player of the game. Once again, Sean Glass, he finished the night with 10 points. Leading scorer in the game officially, Matt Hampton, who had 28. He was the game's leading scorer, and he was something else. So the Raiders go to 13-8, 3-2 in the region. The Grizzlies are 9-13 and 2-5. Next game will be Saturday night here against St. Louis Community College. We'll have that game here on the radio, and that'll be here on KDY. And tomorrow night, we'll have high school basketball from the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Tournament, and it'll be the West Plains Scissors playing game 2, and that'll be against the Hartville Eagles. That'll be a whale of a basketball game. That'll be over on the Fox, 96.9. That's it. Final again. Raiders 67, Grizzlies 41. For all these people, Ricky over here to my far right, Curtis to my near right in the studio dealing gross, Harlan Hutchinson saying goodnight from the West Plains Civic Center.
This has been Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports. Brought to you by Bailey Chevrolet in Pontiac, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozarks Healthcare. Thanks for listening to Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.